Welcome back to Techtopia, the podcast about a better future. I'm John Biggs. Today on the show, we have Sudhi Sinha. He's VP of Digital Solutions at Johnson Controls. This is Technotopia. This episode of Technotopia is brought to you by Hypop. Do you have a project you'd love people to see? A message you want folks to pay attention to? A product that you know people will love? Try Hypop. Hypop is a video service that pays your audience to pay attention to your video. Uses a special anonymous facial analysis system to watch users watching your content, and it ensures they are paying attention. Most ad platforms set it and forget it. They throw up video and hope that the audience cares. With Hypop, you'll know they care. Try Hypop and embed your Hypop-enabled video today using Hypop.com. That's Hypop.com. Hypop. Watch. Get paid. This episode of Technotopia is brought to you by Typewriter.plus. Typewriter.plus is a full-service editorial agency that brings amazing editors from places like the New York Times and TechCrunch to work on your writing. Need a blog post, a white paper, a presentation? The Typewriter team can write or edit anything on nearly any topic. Visit them at typewriter.plus for a free quote. That's typewriter.plus, typewriter.plus. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Technotopia, the podcast about a better future. I'm John Biggs. Today on the show, we have Sudhi Sinha. He's VP of Digital Solutions at Johnson Controls. Welcome, Sudhi.
Thanks, John.
Yeah.
Glad to be here.
So Johnson Controls, like when I think of Johnson Controls, I think of like a control panel for like a gigantic robot. Am I pretty much on is that what you guys do over there?
Oh, Johnson Controls actually does a lot of different things. So we are the world's largest integrated building solutions and building technology company. Mm-hmm. So we make building products like HVAC systems, fire detection systems, access control systems, security systems, intrusion systems, fire suppression systems, control systems, industrial refrigeration systems,
okay.
Different types of things. And then now we created a couple of years back the digital solutions business where mm-hmm. we are solving big problems for our customers leveraging data and analytics. And that's just the buildings business of Johnson Controls.
I know. So that's essentially every part of a building. You're talking about HVAC, you're talking about access control. I think some of the most interesting things for this audience would be to talk about the future of buildings, the future of these things. And in your specific case, it sounds like you're digging down into how people are using these tools through statistics and analysis and all that other good stuff. Tell me what the future of these buildings and these controls look like.
Well, let me first tell you why, how we think about building. So every business or every organization has a commercial mission, and every business building, which serves those businesses, need to also meet or enhance those commercial missions. They need to support the commercial mission. So effectively, every building has a commercial mission as well. Right. And each building needs to work most optimally to further that commercial mission. We do that in three different ways. We do that on one hand by reducing the operating cost of different systems and assets in a building. So whether it is energy consumption or whether it is maintenance cost or various other cost elements that goes in running a building. Second, we help with optimizing the assets and the spaces. And third, we help drive better productivity of the people working in those buildings, which allows better revenue performance of those mm-hmm. organizations. So we do that in three different ways.
So you're looking at the idea of a building as a holistic, shell for an organism, right? So it's
absolutely.
But in this case, the shell is actually thinking. The shell is actually a living thing.
Yeah, so buildings are actually very similar to a living ecosystem, considering the complexity that exists in the building, the number of devices and sensors that exist in the building, the amount of data that is collected, processed, and leveraged to run and operate that building or even optimize that building. We are talking about hundreds or thousands of devices and sensors inside of a facility. We are talking about megabytes and gigabytes of information getting generated out of buildings every minute, every hour. And so there's a lot of technology which is in the building. There are a lot of data which is in the building. And think of the digital footprint of a building, the building management systems as the neural network, which makes buildings efficient, which allows people to achieve more, which allows the organization to reach a different level of efficient frontier.
Is there anything specifically unusual that you've experienced over the past few years that buildings have changed in a really drastic way?
I think we are seeing a few different changes. On one hand, we are seeing way lot more sensorization happening, and we are seeing much greater adoption of intelligent sensors and intelligent devices in building, starting from simple actuation or sensing devices to more complicated things like HVAC equipment. The second thing we see is that people care a lot more about outcome and what they get out of those different building systems and how they can drive better optimization from those building systems. I think the third, historically, people used to just go to a workplace or go inside of a building, whether it's a hospital or whether it's a office building or it's a school, and they will just do their duties and get back. But now occupants want to engage with the facility a lot more. They want to be able to control their personal environment. They want to be able to access different parts of the facility. They want to locate different parts or utilities within the facility, so they want to do more. So there's a lot more engagement being driven. We are clearly seeing a lot more adoption of artificial intelligence and machine learning capabilities to drive better performance and drive better experiences.
Okay. What's happening in terms of machine learning when we talk about these buildings? I know that there's some work to be done in terms of maintaining temperatures and things where each room maintains a different temperature, that sort of thing. Is that something you guys are working on?
Yes, and a lot more. So we have been in the buildings business for more than 130 years.
And sure.
We have a little bit of idea about how to do temperature control as well. So because we started that whole industry, right? Our founder really created the first thermostat and started the whole building automation industry. But the way machine learning is being used is a lot more profound way. On one hand, we see, because buildings and different building systems generate a lot of data, machine learning allows us to sort through that data, find patterns, identify opportunities, so we can do better predictive maintenance, we can do better optimization. We also use machine learning to actually reduce a lot of noise, which is created by the data coming from different building systems. We are leveraging AI and machine learning to not only understand the opportunities for improvement, but also predict what are the most likely scenarios which are going to happen, whether it is in terms of potential security threats, or whether it is forecasting the failure of certain systems, or forecasting how best to optimize the overall operation of the facilities. So machine learning and artificial intelligence is being used fairly broadly.
Okay. What does a building in 10 years look like? What are these? Are we still building out of concrete, or are there anything that anything unusual that you guys are seeing in terms of manufacturing?
I think in the basic construction of buildings, I think it will continue to have a similar flavor for the next 10 years. We will see different kinds of materials. We will definitely see different types of architectures, right? But I think more than the core and shell of the building, where we will see changes are around how different workplaces or buildings have to be adaptable to the changing environment and to the changing usage of the facility. We also see more technology coming into buildings, and we see more analytics-driven outcomes being deployed at buildings.
This week's episode is sponsored by Eero. Life's too short for bad Wi-Fi. I have a multi-level house, and I always had issues getting Wi-Fi to the top level. So I started using Eero, and it's really changed things around here. The cool thing about Eero is that you have multiple routers, and they all connect together in a mesh network. It's full home coverage. The Eero kit that I have has two devices, one that I keep in the attic and one I keep down near my router. What's even cooler is this thing can stop malware, spyware, phishing attacks, and block unsuitable content. I have a lot of kids in this house, and I try to keep them off of the weird websites. Further, you can use Eero Plus to automatically tag sites that contain violent, illegal, or adult content, so you can choose what your kids can and cannot visit right in the app. And it offers ad blocking. You can get rid of annoying ads and pop-ups on all your devices. Well, this thing offers amazing third-party security apps built in, including VPN protection from Encrypt.me, password management from 1Password, and antivirus software for malware bytes. With Eero, you can install an enterprise-grade Wi-Fi system in your home in just a few minutes. I want you to never think about Wi-Fi again. You can get $100 off the Eero base unit and two beacons package and 1 year of Eero Plus if you visit eero.com/techno and at checkout enter techno. That's right, you get $100 off the Eero base unit and two beacons. Remember, that's eero.com/techno and at checkout enter techno for $100 off. Thanks for listening. Okay, what is an analytics-driven outcome look like in terms of a smart building?
So, for example, if you look at it from an HVAC perspective, usually what we try to do to optimize energy consumption is look at what are the efficiencies of the different equipment which are operating, or we look at where there are consumption leakages and how can I best manage my demand, so do some demand distribution. But today we have analytical capabilities which allows us to future forecast how the energy consumption in a facility will happen based on occupancy, based on weather, based on utility prices, based on access to demand, renewable energy resources, and also my participation in demand response programs. So I can take all of that future forecast information, process it in a way that I can identify what's my most cost optimal way of operating the facility. So that's like one example. Another example I'll quote from the security side of our house is every major security event, we actually can, when we retrospect on those, they could have been largely predicted because information exists today in different silos, which if we are able to stitch together and we are able to find patterns, it will allow us to not only identify potential threats, but also create scenarios of how to respond to them and do all of this in a very real-time manner. So we have today built the capability to ingest data from physical security systems like access control or surveillance systems or intrusion systems. Then we take data from social media because how people feel or what people are working on or how people are reacting to each other. A lot of it gets captured through social media. We take data from events. So event feed data, weather data, or facility data, people-related data from IT system in facilities where the customers allow it, and also other data streams like watch lists. We take all of that, make sense out of it, and we can identify threat patterns as an example. So that's another application of analytics. So we have lots and lots of similar use cases where analytics have been leveraged to change outcomes. In one case, we are changing the outcome of how do I most optimally operate the building. In another case, I'm achieving the outcome of how do I best manage risk for my facility and for my people.
And what's the what's the effect of social media on these buildings? What kind of correlations have you been able to see?
A lot. So we ingest data from Twitter feeds and Facebook, and when let's say there is an event which is going on, or somebody has a problem with somebody, and both of those people are in the same location, your potential risk level of that location goes up a little higher. Right. Or if there is, let's say, a major protest event happening or some other gathering happening, which has a potential, possibility of getting a little unruly, the threat in and around that area, or the risk in and around that area, goes up a little bit. Right. But it's just not looking at one particular data stream and reaching conclusion based on that. It is synthesizing information from multiple different sources, right? And making sense of it to predict what most likely is going to happen and what can I do about it.
Okay, so you'll be inside a building and it'll say, this would go from anything from I don't know, civil unrest to, I don't know, a bigger than normal rush hour, right?
Correct. So the way we in Johnson Controls are evolving, that we are still making our equipment, we are making the systems, we service them, we do all of that, and we do that really well. But now, with the merger with Tyco a couple of years back, we have got so much of scope inside of facilities. In our group, we are tying the building technologies and the enterprise information and information from outside world to create bigger and better outcomes for our customers. Mm-hmm. And serve the society in a much more profound way.
Well, that's great. So if I look around, a building, I'm going to see all kinds of Johnson Controls. Have you signed the inside of any of the machines or anything? Is there something we should look for?
I'm not so sure. We use, I think in some of our really old versions of our like 100-year-old products, you might find some of those.
Okay.
Yeah, but not in the last few years that I know of.
All right.
That's a cool idea.
Yeah, you should. I think the video game folks do it a lot. So you should put your. You should hide your name in there somehow.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Thank you for joining us at Techtopia. This has been an interesting topic.
Thanks a lot, John.
This is Techtopia. I'm John Biggs. We will see you next week. By Happy Fun Corp. Happy Fun Corp is a design-driven technology company in Brooklyn, New York that specializes in building mobile and web applications for startups and Fortune 500 companies. Whether it's a new mobile or web application that will help people experience the internet in a fun new way, or software that will interface with a new piece of top-secret hardware, Happy Fun Corp is always up to the challenge. Big or small, Happy Fun Corp loves building software and loves working with great people. Come build with them. HappyFunCorp.com. Techtopia is also sponsored by Jaywalk. Jaywalk is a new app that pays you to walk. You can try it out at jaywalk.me. It's created by me, John Biggs, and a few of my friends. Jaywalk.me, please check it out.